Welcome to Jukey Storytime. This is the story of Mia the Dragon, a dragon who learns from her mistakes and does what it takes to make things right. Once upon a time, in the beautiful Alps, there lived a dragon named Mia. Mia was a friendly dragon with a big, bold laugh that could light up any room. Mia lived in a cozy cave in the snow-covered mountains and spent her days exploring the peaks and valleys of the Alps. She made friends with the alpine marmots, rabbits, and goats. One winter day, Mia and her friends decided to visit the outskirts of a nearby mountain village to watch the skiers on the snow-packed ski slopes. She had never seen people skiing before. She was thrilled to see them swoosh, swoosh, swoosh down the hills of snow. As she watched the skiers, she got so excited that she started to laugh and dance around. She snorted and twirled. But Mia didn't realize her excitement was causing her to snort fire. Oh no! Arr, fire! Arr, fire! The fire coming from Mia's nostrils was so hot it melted all of the snow on the ski slopes. Some skiers began to stumble and tumble down into a pile of jumbled people and skis. Some of them got stuck in the mud. The mud was now covering the ski slopes. Clop, 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 they tried to get out. Mia quickly realized that she had made a mistake. She had never meant to melt the snow, and she felt terrible for what she had done. She didn't know what to do. So she decided to go and apologize to the skiers, to say I'm sorry. When she got to the ski slopes, the skiers were upset and disappointed. They had come to the mountains to ski, and now all of the snow was gone. Mia knew this was because of her mistake. But she didn't say bad things to herself or hide away. Instead, she stood up straight and humbly apologized to the skiers for what she had done.
What can I do to fix things? Mia asked them.
The skiers were not sure what to do. They'd not heard of a dragon apologizing before, and they didn't know if they could trust her. But Mia was so sorry for what she had done, they decided to give her a chance. Mia promised to help the skiers find a solution to the problem. She knew that she couldn't bring the snow back, but she was determined to make things right. She went to the nearby mountains and started to collect snow, carrying it back to the ski slopes in a huge balloon she had just bought the week before. She bought it to build a new hot air balloon where she could live in the sky and float as high as she wanted. But now she was using it to collect tons and tons of snow. The skiers were amazed at Mia's determination and hard work. They had never seen a dragon help people before, and they were impressed by her efforts to keep going after making a mistake. Slowly, they began to trust Mia, and they realized that she was a friendly dragon who sincerely, sincerely wanted to make things right. Mia continued to help the skiers all winter, bringing them snow and helping them to create new ski slopes. The skiers were grateful for her help, and they had a great time skiing on the new slopes. At the end of winter, the skiers invited Mia to watch their annual ski competition. Mia was nervous about going and possibly making another mistake, but she was also excited to be part of the group. When the competition started, Mia was amazed at the skiers' skills and courage. She cheered and clapped, and her laughter filled the air. Mia snorted, "Arr! Fire! Arr! Fire!" up into the air so that it wouldn't melt the snow. The fire she snorted gave just enough light to allow the skiers to ski into the nighttime and celebrate longer. The skiers loved having Mia in the village, and they were happy to see her laughing and making new friends. They now knew that Mia was not a dragon to be feared, but a dragon to be loved. They also realized that everyone makes mistakes. It's what you do after the mistake that makes you who you are. So Mia the dragon lived happily, snorting, "Arr, fire! Arr, fire!" wherever she went, but only in helpful ways. She was remembered as a dragon who made a mistake, but who learned from it and became a better dragon. She passed on to others the lesson she had learned, and her story was told to many, many young dragons over the years. It inspired them not to be afraid to make mistakes, and also to learn from them. The end.
Mia the dragon lived in a cabin high atop the Alps, and for some reason she started sneezing. She just couldn't help snorting. Fire, fire burned her home to the ground. Snorting. We're taking the food she was saving, making me cry. Snorting. Fire, fire, the ice melted away. Snorting. Fire, fire, it wasn't Mia's day. Mia the dragon can soar so high.